Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Samsung. We've got two fun scoops to start your week. First, the hottest ticket in town this week is going to be for fired FBI Director James Comey's public testimony Thursday before the Senate Intel Committee. Several sources described it as attracting Monica Lewinsky-esque levels of interest from the media. About 120 reporters are usually allowed in hearings in Hart 216, where this will take place. This is not including photographers. And we've got the scoop on Trump wooing more House Republicans. He is hosting a half dozen GOP lawmakers for dinner Tuesday night. Trump's Hill outreach has definitely been one of the strongest aspects of his presidency. Here's who made it on the invite list. Senators Marco Rubio, Cory Gardner, Tom Cotton, and Todd Young, and Representatives Lee Zeldin and Francis Rooney. Rooney is a newly elected lawmaker who was a mega fundraiser for Republicans like George W. Bush and Mitt Romney. Trump was back out on the golf course yesterday, teeing up at Trump International in Virginia. One playbooker overheard him discussing his decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement over lunch. Trump's post-Paris analysis? They can't even get the weather report right, so how come they think they can get that right? Josh Dossie and Ben White have the latest palace intrigue on Trump Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and his future. The duo reports his greatest job security is few people are interested in the Chief of Staff gig. Reuters is reporting that the British elections will go ahead this week, despite the London terrorist attack. Most pollsters are predicting Theresa May's victory, though it could be closer than expected. And the fallout from the London terrorist attacks aren't the only thing to be watching this week on the world stage. Four Arab states are breaking ties with Qatar. This will be a big test for Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who has offered his help to resolve the dispute. Bahrain, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates have all suspended diplomatic ties with the country. We've got a new narrative starting to emerge, with several papers starting to highlight the limited time Republicans have left to notch any legislative achievements before the end of the year. Our own Burgess Everett and Sungmin Kim are reporting that Senate Republicans fear a, quote, train wreck in September. And in the juice, we've got House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi appearing on ABC's The View this morning at 11:20 a.m. And in the NBA, the Warriors again pummeled the Cleveland Cavaliers to make it 2-0 in the NBA Finals. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.